أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا. We're still in the step of making mujahada, that is to strive to make effort. And it is also that a person fights against his nafs. Nafs is always is amara bisu. Not only it commands a person with evil, amara bisu, but it continuously and heavily pounds on a person to commit evil. So if a person doesn't keep on fighting it, nafs will overtake him and lead him to the worst cutters of disgrace and destruction. So a person has to continuously make this mujahada to fight his nafs. We have to fight shaitan, is another enemy from outside. And he is also continuously wanting to mislead us, to commit sins, to commit those, do those things which bring us disgrace, humiliation, destruction. So we have to fight him also, and it's an ongoing battle. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until maut comes to us, we have to fight. And then to fight all forces of evil, wherever they are, the kuffar, and even wrong things from within the Muslim community, that if somebody does something wrong, we must oppose it. We must not be content with it. The destruction of the Bani Israel came in this way, that when somebody used to do wrong, then the righteous people should warn them, tell them, this is wrong, don't do this. They should admonish and advise them. But they should not stop giving up, they should not give up associating with them, socializing with them, eating, going to their places, mixing with them. Then Allah mixed their hearts and made them all one on evil. And then the worst punishment came in this world, that Allah changed their figures into that of apes and swine. So this is that a person has to fight all the wrong. And if a person just doesn't worry about the wrong, whether it is in the family, we are seeing they are wearing wrong clothes, they are doing wrong things, they are not making namaz, it's our duty to tell them and to warn them correctly and bring them on the right path. Whoever it is in the whole community, the ulama, the parents, the leaders of the community, we all have to see all the time that the right must be maintained, and whatever wrong is being done, it must be stopped. So with regard to that, further in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And whatever you send forth for yourselves of goodness, you will find it by Allah Ta'ala. More than what we have prepared, and we bought 10 kilos of rice, and it is there in the house, and we're going to use it. And today we'll use it, tomorrow we'll use it. More than that, our good deeds, what we have sent by Allah, we will find it there. And they will be there, and they will be much better for us there. So we always must be doing good deeds. This is the encouragement in this chapter, that continuously do good deeds. You will find the great rewards of it by Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we deposit in our bank account, it will be there in our account. We bought a property investment, that investment will be there, that property will be there. We must have more yaqeen that the good deeds we did. We perform namaz now, we don't see it anywhere. But you have to see it with the eyes of our heart, with that yaqeen that it is deposited in the account of Allah. And there's heavy reward that we sacrificed our sleep, short nights now in summer. And we left our homes and we came here. We spent money on petrol. We came, most of us came by car. Or we walked and came. All this, we must know the reward is by Allah. We have to do everything with that yaqeen. Whatever we do, when even we smile with a Muslim brother, that is also a virtuous deed. We must know that reward is stored for us by Allah Ta'ala. So we have to try and exert ourselves, this mujahada of doing good deeds all the time, whether we think they are small or they are big, but they are they are there, and they are there for us in the Akhirah. It isn't if we made tilawat of Quran Sharif, we read one ruku, one quarter, one supara. It isn't just that it's gone in the air. No, it's gone and it's stored for us. We must have that yaqeen in us. It is there, and a great, great virtue it is. If a person reads one letter of the Quran, 10 sawabs. And then that is if he reads it without wudu. If he reads it with wudu, then it is, the sawabs are 25. If he reads it in the same letter in namaz, nafal namaz, in a sitting position, it is 50. If he reads it in a standing position, for each letter, 100 sawabs. And that is the minimum. So we must have that yaqeen. And those people who will have that I've made my bank balance of Akhirat, I've made my investments of Akhirat, like here in this dunya, nobody will want to see that his bank account gets frozen, that somebody else withdraws money from his account. He will be very careful of looking after his password. He won't even want to share it with family members. Perhaps they will also draw out money from his account. And lot of scams that carry on, that we are depositing money in your account and just give us some bank details of your account. So we are very apprehensive. We don't just give in like that. If we know that we have made our bank account of Akhirat, we have deposited there, we'll be very apprehensive that nafs and shaitan must not rob us of what we have put into our account of the Akhirat. That by talking about it, letting people know. Therefore, that now shaitan came and he withdrew all that from our account. So we will be very careful. We don't fulfill the rights of other people. And by that, our bank account is being diminished all the time. So a person will be concerned. So we have to have that yaqeen. Whatever we are doing of good, tajiduhu inda Allah, you will definitely find it by Allah Ta'ala. And not only that you're going to find it by Allah, what you have deposited, huwa khayran wa a'zama ajran, that we will be in a much better condition. What condition we made our namaz in, by Allah it will be in a much better condition. We can't make a perfect namaz. We have to try, exert ourselves, make mujahada, that we make a perfect namaz. But a namaz that is perfect in the eyes of Allah, who can make such a namaz? So, but Allah will make that a perfect namaz. We do our type of namaz, our tilawat, our dhikr, all our efforts we make, Allah will make it in a much better form. Huwa khayran and wa a'zama ajran. And the reward Allah Ta'ala will make very great. A very, very great reward. As Allah Ta'ala also says, man amila salihan min zakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. That is in this dunya. And Akhirah, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will give them their rewards in the year after, much more better than what they actually did. You work for a person, he was going to pay you 20,000 rand a month. But Allah, you work for Allah, and your wages was 20,000, 2 million. But what Allah will give is much more than that. Not that what you have worked for. Allah will give you much, much more better. So at the same time, where we must make our storage for Akhirat, at the same time, try and make that amal as best as possible. And Allah is going to make it much more superior and better. So we have to make effort continuously for our Akhirat. The rewards will be there. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya al-Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, says, we should think of it. If like a person who has got in his bank 20 million, 50 million rand, he knows and he lives his life according to that. And he's careful also that nobody, all the time he's worried about his investments, his bank balance, his money. Like that, if we have made our account of Akhirat, let us also now live according to that. That we should now look after that. We should not be stolen from us. It should not be taken away from us. We must be conscious of it all the time. So in this ayat, Allah has encouraged us that keep on making the effort of doing good deeds. Know that your great, great reward is by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is not only going to give that great reward, but Allah says, huwa khayran, is much more better, wa a'zama ajran. And the reward also, Allah will magnify, Allah will compound that reward. So kind is Allah Ta'ala, and this is deduced from the ayat of the Quran Sharif also, where Allama Alusi explained that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالُهُمْ. Allah has bought the nafs of the people and their wealth. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, and in return Allah is going to give Jannah. The nafs of a person is ammara bisu, is lawwama, it is dirty and filthy. Allah took the dirt and filth from us, Allah bought, which is full of faults, and Allah gave in return a Jannah that has got no faults in it. So by our little efforts, how much won't we get from Allah Ta'ala? Allah give us tawfiq to realize and make mujahada all the time to do lot of good deeds, our nafil also. All our namazes, zuhr, we shouldn't cut it short, make full 12. Isha, we shouldn't cut short, make it full 17. Then try and make our ishraq also, our chashd also. Try and make all our ibadat great, great rewards. Not only wait for Ramadan for Rosa, but we should try and keep Monday, Thursday. Try and keep 3 days of the month also. Our zakat, not just give our 2.5%, but we should try and give more. And even if zakat is not compulsory on a person, he should spend also in the path of Allah. Qurbani we should make. All ibadat, as much as we can, we should try and make. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.